Milwaukee. Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Tied forever at the kneecaps, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You can see pictures of Matt the Pollock on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. We're going to try to fix that so it's easier to navigate and find those photos.
We went to break. He was trundling back across the street, and I insisted that he stay out in the middle of Rockville Pike.
He's got to be there till the end of the show.
Yeah, he's got to greet his public. He's got to do that.
Matt?
Montgomery's up.
Hey, guys.
Oh, that's Matt.
Hey, what's happening, Matt?
Not too much.
How come you're not singing?
Rockville seem very interested.
How come you're not singing some of your Jewish folk songs?
How come you're not singing any of your Jewish folk songs?
I'm out of folk songs.
You know, Montgomery, he's not waving.
I can only do so much for you guys.
He's not animatedly waving.
Hey, you can never do enough for us.
He's got to wave.
Guys, try the new Reese's peanut butter cups with banana. They're delicious.
See, and he's got to do that the whole time.
Target all across Rockville.
He's got to greet his public. Uh-huh.
Make sure he never gets any headphones, Montgomery. We don't want our headphones smelling like kimchi. Oh,
because everything, God. One thing I've heard about this, everything that has come in contact with him today.
It smells.
Yeah. I mean, I had something splash on my pants.
Support the troops!
That is still there.
Was that in the bathroom?
How you doing out there, Leroy Montgomery?
I'm doing great, but I stood about 10 feet away from him, and I took a whiff, and I got goosebumps. No lie.
Just make sure that he continues to steadily wave like Miss America to his public.
Like Miss America.
Wave.
Tell him wave. Hey, wave, Whitey.
Wave, Whitey.
There you go. Thank you. Good man.
I like that.
Let me see. I know we're doing the news here, Buzz. We did play some Mike Vick tapes, some of the tapes of the anonymous dog fighters. Oh, you know, tomorrow, this is like a 10-minute tape, but we do have the tape of John Lovitz telling how he punched Andy Dick in the face.
Good. Very, very interesting. And, of course, as you mentioned yesterday, that gets back to the whole death of Phil Hartman.
Right.
And I guess somehow John Lovitz feels that Andy Dick is responsible for that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I got.
It's all
from
explained.
That.
Right. And we are still trying to get Andy Dick on the phone to talk about this. Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that Chris Hampton's new show is on tonight. And last night on Larry King, they had Mark Consuelos. That is the husband of Kelly Ripa.
That's Mrs. Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
Right.
So this guy's on for the last 5 minutes because he hosts that show with old babes and young babes.
Yeah, the Cougars and the Cougars and the Kittens.
Age of Love.
And he is so pee-whipped. Guess who the first call is?
Yeah.
Of course.
His mommy.
It's mommy calling. Here we go. Oop, I'm sorry. Cut number 10.
Larry King.
I am single. I don't drink.
Oh, that's Jim Gaffigan again. Hey, you know, maybe it was us. He wasn't very funny today.
Well, he sounded tired, and he's got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. That's very understandable.
He did sound tired.
He's funny. Yeah. He makes me laugh. He didn't make me laugh today that much.
Not that much.
Oops. Maybe I should look in the mirror tonight. Oh, I'm thinking out loud again, aren't I?
Mark Consuelos is with us, the actor, TV personality, husband of Kelly Ripa, who co-hosts Live with Regis and Kelly. He's the host of the new summer TV reality show, Age of Love. We already have a call for you already. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Why do you favor rape?
Well, you know what? This is a softball throw here. This is an easy one.
No, she's going to hit you hard.
All right, here we go.
Like Age of Love?
I've got to tell
Why
you,
Why do you favor rape?
All right, let me just tell you something, Mark.
Yeah.
Wise choice. I love the outfit.
Thank you very much.
I just have to tell you.
she picks out my outfit.
I'm sorry, Larry. What was your question?
I remember coming home
Why
once,
do you like Age of Love?
And my father says C's are not allowed in the...
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Somebody give me a C.
I very rarely text. I texted my best buddy, Mike, just the other day. Right. I sent Mike a text that said, "Dearest Mike, Kelly Ripa is a C," and I spelled out the word.
You believe that she has firmly gone to the dark side of celebrity.
She's turned that road down Kathy Lee Highway.
Yeah, and what it is when they liberally start talking about their incredible lifestyles of the rich and famous and the Hamptons and the private parties.
Prince, and all of a sudden, I was at a Greek festival, then I was at an art gallery, and all of a sudden, Prince showed up and started playing on the beach, and I was laying right next to Christie Brinkley.
It's a huge Kathy Lee Gifford swimming like me. They all do it, but you can do it in such a way where you haven't gone to the dark side.
At least when Frank was in that plastic coffin on Monday Night Football.
Right.
Kathy Lee didn't call up to be on Monday Night Football.
No.
That poor schmuck.
And she picks out his clothes.
He finally gets his 5 minutes on Larry King.
And it's her.
Who's the first call? Hey, guess what? Your bitch wife is on the phone.
Well, you know, you heard Larry King, part of his bio. I mean, that is still part of his bio. He can host all the shows he wants. He's still going to be the husband of Kelly Lee. Yeah.
So you're with Kelly Ripa, and she has no breasts.
No breasts at all, right?
How you deal with it? She's a carpenter's dream. Flat as a board, easy to screw, right?
Do you not like the fact that she doesn't have any breasts, huh?
You can't TF, huh?
You can't do it ever.
It's tough.
And boy, she, well, I got deep into our favorite show, Regis and Kelly Lee, today when they had her working out. And she was wearing a lovely man top. She looked seriously like about an 18-year-old boy.
Yeah.
With great pecs.
She could be one of
but they're small pecs.
She could be one of our gay male Olympians that like to do the the ropes with the what do they call those things with the round things on the bottom, the ropes,
the rings,
the
rings
on the rings.
Absolutely, Kelly on the rings.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, here we are. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
How did we lose track?
I don't know. We just have fun and we forget.
We have fun and we forget.
That's right. The people who write our TV shows, and that includes reality shows.
What is this one? Hold on. I got one more there. One more. It says Adam Sandler. Is this worth hearing?
Always. Having a beard and being famous, it's amazing when you walk down the street. You just get recognized for other famous people all the time with beards. It doesn't matter.
Really?
You know? It's like, hey, what's up, ZZ Top?
Really?
Hey, Will Chamberlain, how you doing? Hey, Rosie O'Donnell over there.
Okay.
Good. Worth it.
All right, and then there's one more that's labeled Idiot John Edwards.
Oh, yeah, he sounds smart.
Well, I think it's not shocking that my wife is for me, Chris, I guess. And I'm proud to have her support. I hope I get her vote, too.
It's a fetching laugh.
And whatnot.
Whatnot.
All right, well, that's all the tapes. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
The people who write our TV shows, and that includes reality shows, want a piece of the profit for when their work goes digital. The people who hire the writers are dragging their feet. They want the writers to wait for their bosses to get paid first before they get their share. But Hollywood accounting is more creative than any TV show, and the writers don't trust that. They also don't want to wait another 3 years while the producers study the issue, which is the other proposal. We know all of this because both sides are doing their negotiating in public on their respective websites. It's on its way to becoming the nastiest Hollywood negotiation in history, and the actors and directors are watching closely because they plan to bring up the digital issue when their contract runs out next year. We could be looking at a writer's strike this October.
I smell feet. Everything in here smells like feet. Everything has been mattized. Rob, do you smell?
You know what it is?
Just that mung.
Anyone who's come in contact with him.
Oh, Matt's smearing stuff on the window now.
He's not across the street?
Somebody's smearing. I don't know who's smearing.
You know what, you goddamn animal?
Who is smearing?
It's Matt.
He is not paying attention to the rules.
You stupid animal. God damn it. Seriously.
Yeah.
He just like a caged animal smeared.
Like a monkey.
It's like a prisoner on death row throwing his issue.
That's right.
I love that boy. I do.
He just creates more work for himself.
It stinks in here.
You'll have to clean that
up. It stinks. Anybody that's come in contact with him smells.
This whole block stinks.
I think that's what you're smelling is the fact that he's wiping it now. He's climbing up. He's climbing the wall like Spider-Man so that he can wipe on our windows.
And he has that passion to get in here. He wants to be in here. And today, he will not be in here.
That's true. In fact,
I suggest you don't let him back in the building. He's got to be hosed down and sent on his way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he's got to take care of his mess.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then he'll be hosed.
His mess.
And then home to bed.
Matt.
His kiddie pool full of minestrone.
Hello, Leroy, Matt.
I'm live and direct out here.
Leroy, what's he doing wiping on our windows?
Yeah, the only reason why he came back across because he was stinking up the entire, is that a Route 7? I'm not from around here.
Rockville Pike.
And was advised by a police officer
to
go back over where he came from.
Good for all.
That's how bad he smelled. Yeah.
Now there is a pepperoni on our window. Matt.
Man's always trying to keep you down.
Would you tell him to stop throwing stuff on our windows?
Settle down, F-Nuts.
Oh, I was just decorating.
Decorating?
What an ass.
I'm a pure ass.
I felt bad.
I'm a pure ballet dancer ass. He's gone past. He's like juice to extract. He is ass extract.
He truly is. And you're right, Robbie. The best part of this is he's the guy that's got to clean all that stuff up
tonight. That's part of the deal. Yeah, that is part of the deal.
Yeah, Montgomery, does he know he has to clean everything up?
Matt, do you know that you have to clean everything up?
It crossed my mind.
That is crossed in mind.
Oh, yeah, we heard.
These two is I don't recommend anytime soon that they replace you know, the Today Show, Meredith Vieira and Matt Lauer.
You mean Tweedledum and Tweedledummer?
Hey, hi there, jealousy. That name is Rob.
Oh yeah, that's it.
I know you'd like to be him for at least right now, for this moment.
Sure.
I hate being so transparent.
Yeah, sure.
How can you be so transparent?
Yeah, boy.
Casper, I see right through.
I know.
You friendly ghost. You poltergeist. Hey, Buzz, we bogarted all your time.
Just about, but we'll, not quite.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.